20, Daryl Ryder at 6 o'clock as well. Before we went to the last break, though, we were talking about basically how open now the East becomes, and then it went into a conversation about Mobley and whether or not the Cavs are banking too much on a Mobley takeover, and then we ran out of time, so I want to give you the time now, Spencer.
No, I was just going to say, like, I can understand where people... First of all, this is part of the reason why comparisons suck. Like, when these guys come out of the league and you're like, well, he's going to be the next this and he's going to be the next that... Then that person gets put in that box for the rest of their career. And if they don't get there, you think they're like a failure or they're just not good enough. I think Evan Mobley has proven already that he is a tremendously talented basketball player and that he's going to be a tremendously talented basketball player in this league for years to come. Will he ever really be Kevin Durant? Probably not. Like, that's a pretty unrealistic expectation. But I still think, like, as long as he continues to get better, and I think he will for at least a couple more years until he really enters, like, the prime of his career, I think you can win with him. I think you can build around him and get him the right sort of cast of people to do those, to take that next leap in the playoffs. But like the idea that he's just never going to be like the guy and he's never going to demand the ball, I think there's probably some truth in that. Like, his personality just isn't that. But what I would argue is the problem with the Cavs right now is that they have two guys of very similar personalities in that way. Like, it's the whole, can toughness be taught? Can physicality be taught, right? I think you can win with somebody like Evan Mobley, but can you win with somebody like Evan Mobley when the guy who plays right next to him is very much of the same sort of style and personality type where he's just like, I'm out here, I'll be physical when I need to be. I don't know. I think Evan tried this year to take it upon himself to be more aggressive, to be more physical when he needed to be.
Yeah.
I think I still have questions about Jared. So it's about like meshing those personalities. It's about finding somebody
I feel
who
like
can
you
play
think...
with Evan and maybe give you that a little bit more if he's not going to be like completely just, you know, me. You know, I'm an out physical you guy. I don't know.
Yeah, my takeaway from that, it feels like you think Mobley is maybe tougher than I think he is. I think he's tough, but I think
he's tough. I'm not saying I don't think that he's like resoundingly tough, and that's my
like
point.
If I'm trying to compare him to, let's say, Brunson and Cat, it's just not really a fair comparison between the two as far as a dynamic duo and how their skill set is and how they should operate.
That's probably fair, okay. My point is more so like if you can get somebody to counteract Mobley, like not being the toughness level that you're speaking of. Cause I agree. Like, I think he is just because of who he is. I don't know that he's ever going to be like the rough and tough guy that we're expecting him to be.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Garnett's another comparison.
Well, that's the one that we always got with him for the longest time.
He's not ever going to be Kevin Garnett in that way.
And defensively, everyone was like, he's basically right. Garnett. He's a clone of Garnett. But the physicality and everything associated with is nowhere close.
But my point is, I don't think he has to be that physicality-wise if you can find somebody who can sort of give you that place alongside him.
Can you have that as your best player, though? Like, can we all agree Mobley's got to be the one? If this team's going to rise above next year, he's got to be the best player on the team. Can you have that as your best player? Like, the NBA is in an interesting spot right now. There's a lot of big men that are making waves, but look at the four teams that remain. They're all point guard dominant teams, and I don't know that that's here to stay. I think sometimes that can ride in waves. I do think you can go far with Mobley as your best guy, but he's got to be different than what we've seen so far.
I agree.
And he's taking on the challenge in some instances, right? Like three-point shooting, for instance. He's not shooting 7 a game out there, but he's upped it. He's at least out there on the perimeter hanging out. I mean, he's shown some strides there. I do have some of the same questions you have, though.
I mean, as we talk about like mental toughness and physical toughness, like I think Evan Mobley proved this year he's plenty mentally tough. Like to warp your game into, I'm going to play more outside, I'm going to take more threes, and tell yourself that, because like you've been playing a certain style for years.
Even within that, though, and I know Donovan is the big dog, and I understand that he is the main character on that team, but in that moment, I always go back to game 5 because it infuriated me in so many ways. When Donovan and Darius are 5-for-21 in the first half, and Mobley was working... Mobley at some point in the third quarter, when they go through an 8-minute stretch, yes, he needs to command the ball. Yeah, he needs to be the guy like, hey, feed me the ball. Get me there. And then at the very end of the game, it's embarrassing for Mobley that Donovan felt he couldn't go to anybody else. And for the final 13 possessions, all ended in Donovan Mitchell plays. And that's him looking at Mobley on the court and saying, I elect to drive my body into somebody else to try to get a foul instead of just going to you, which clearly did work in the first half. That should have been, I don't know if that's Atkinson as well, but that should have been Mobley in that spot being like, hey, feed me the rock, man. I'm not a statue out here. We're not just getting cardio. I can score on these guys. Get me the ball. And he didn't do that.
Well, that game was egregious for a lot of reasons. I think for Donovan, I think for Mobley to that extent. But I put a lot of that on Kenny, too. Like, Kenny realizing in that moment, he has to understand, Mobley's having a really good game. Keep getting him the ball. It shouldn't be all on Donovan. So I do put that a lot in the coaching as well. But you're right. Like, there are certain players that have that killer instinct where they're like, I'm taking this no matter what. I don't know that Evan has that, but I know for sure him and Jarrett both being similar personality types isn't going to help matters. I think you have to find somebody who can sort of be the yin to Mobley's yang, if you will.
216-474 to below 92. Gary in Maple Heights. What's up, Gary?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Gary.
What's up, Gary?
Look, man, I get it. Giannis is a superstar. You know, who wouldn't love to have him on their team? But, man, we've been putting a lot of pressure on Mobley. You know, before this, it was like, oh, he can't shoot from outside. Now he's showing you he can do the three. It's progressions, man. And I just like his attitude. I like how he comes each and every night, whether he gets the ball or not. But he's trying. He's showing you that he can elevate his game. And nobody's talking about that. You know, so what's next? Now he's got to be a banger. So, yeah, he's got to put on more weight. Giannis can't shoot from outside like that, you know. So you do got a unicorn, man, and everybody wants the pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants the pretty girl, but, you know, guess what? The pretty girl knows she's pretty, and she can go to any dude she wants to. So let's keep the one that's already – we already got her.
Are you wanting us to opt for the ugly girl? Is that what you're saying?
No, because he ain't ugly. He ain't the baddest, but he ain't ugly.
I didn't think he's
so
ugly.
So Giannis is a 10 and Evan's like a what?
Evan's a 7.5.
A Cleveland 7.5?
Cleveland 7.5.
I mean, isn't he from Cali? So we'll give him a Cali 7.5. That's good.
Because he hasn't reached his full beauty yet. So we give him another year, and then he might be a 12.
So we're buying in on the ugliness, and he hasn't reached his full beauty.
He ain't reached his full beauty. He's still, you know, he might have to go ahead and get some implants or something.
It's like Gary, when you were dating the world out there, and you're like, well, she might be like 10 or 15 pounds a little bit heavy, but you know what? She's got a beautiful face. She's got a great personality, and I see she's going to the gym, so that'll take care of itself.
Exactly. I want the heart,
Gary.
Man.
Kobe loves this call because this is basically his exact argument for Evan Mobley. It's like, well, hey, she just hasn't hit puberty yet. It's okay. Once she gets puberty.
Oh, no. Guys. Yeah. No, Gary's turned this problematic. No, Gary.
Hey, guys,
Spencer turned that problematic.
Spencer turned that problematic. Okay.
Look, just not quite prime queen yet, but Dan might be Miss America. So let's go.
There we go, Gary.
All right.
So we all agree here. Spencer turned that one problematic.
How did I turn
that
problematic?
That was Spencer turning
absolutely
that one problematic.
He did. You guys knew what I meant.
Yeah. Did you dump him? No, you didn't. No. No, you didn't.
No.
Which means you left him out to dry just as bad as everyone else here, which means ergo, I think you guys are both held responsible and we might need to get the fine jar out. I'm not entirely sure.
There's a fine jar?
There isn't, but we're starting one soon. Every Mac insult that is made to the fine jar, every Spencer out-of-pocket comment that, I mean, do you think Evan Mobley can turn into the 11? Do you think Evan Mobley can get there?
That's what Kobe Altman is saying. Kobe Altman is saying, hey, he just hasn't gotten to his 11 stage yet. It's okay. He'll get there eventually. That's his fallback plan.
That is, well, and the Cavs are putting a lot into that. They're banking a lot on the idea that Mobley is going to develop into one of the best players in the NBA. It's not that they don't have a plan. It's just their plan ending is with the reality that he's basically got to become Giannis in order for that to go ahead and achieve all the goals that they want to achieve.
Yeah, they think he's going to get there at some point, but I don't know how many more years we can keep saying that.
And Donovan's only getting older and older. All right, the lead coming up next. We're going to do a little baseball at 5:20. Okay, we know the Guardians game is going on, but when you have a guest like Jim Bowden, you want to listen in and you want to see what he has to say. He'll join us at 5:20 with the latest. It's Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.